B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, this, I'm going to tell you why you don't want to sit next to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on a flight.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, doing
you
a
do.
Service. A service.
Were they but, a mile high?
Listen, I'm not going to give it away. It's called a tease,
okay.
National DJ Day.
All right. Hey, good one.
Right.
I like that. That's good.
Okay.
She's coming around.
I'm coming around. All right, but good news for March of 2023.
Yeah.
Remember this movie?
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure
that is Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Johnny Depp wasn't singing like that.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Let me tell you, I'm very excited because the prequel of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Isn't it so fun? And then he opens up the doors, and it's all chocolate candy.
Yes. In the world
and Augustus Gloop
yes.
does a bad thing, and then gets sucked up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Veruca
it's a great
Salt?
Movie.
Was that Veruca Salt? Who got sucked up?
No, Augustus Gloop got sucked up.
Augustus
Veruca
Gloop.
Salt, she got the bad egg with the golden goose.
That's
geese.
Right. Yep. Okay.
But it's going to be directed by the director of Paddington. And if you've ever seen the Paddington movies, Paddington 2 is actually better than Paddington 1.
I'm hearing it's that.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. They're such, it's delightful. Paddington 2 with, what's
Hugh
his
Grant.
Name? Hugh Grant is so delightful and so much fun. It's for adults and kids.
Really?
I loved it.
Hugh Grant said it's his best movie.
It is. It is really his best movie.
Is he physically in it?
Yes.
Or is
no. Paddington's the only one that's not like, that's like animatronic.
Okay.
It's on your assignment.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
the
are you sitting down?
The football ends pretty soon.
I know. That's right. Are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
I know he's sitting down.
Yeah,
okay. I'm looking right at him.
Yeah, you are. But,
you know for like,
speech.
You know, airwaves.
Brace yourself.
It's DJ Day. I'm just doing my job.
Okay.
Claire Crawley and Dale Moss are on a break.
Oh, no. Don't say.
Were they?
They're the people from The Bachelorette. The only reason I bring this up is because Claire was the Bachelorette who cut the season short because she fell in love with Dale.
And she just didn't want to go on.
And she didn't
want to
go on.
Yeah.
But they've been fighting a lot recently. They're mainly in disagreement over lifestyle preferences. He wants to date and she doesn't.
No.
Dale wants to be in a lively city and focus on his career. And Claire is rooted in Sacramento.
Mm.
Oh, to help care for her mom.
Aw.
Well, okay. You knew that going in.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus thinks women are hotter than men, just so you know. That's right. I have a group of people.
I agree.
But I agree, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just to look at, women are just nicer.
Absolutely.
Looking.
Yeah,
I mean, men are cute. Don't get me wrong, but, you got a lot going against you. all right. So, finally, let me I want to play the fun background music to this story.
Yeah.
Okay. Chrissy Teigen. John Legend.
Yeah.
You do not want to sit next to them on a plane. Probably you won't be able to because they have a private plane and they're first class.
Yeah.
There's a list of the craziest places that celebrities have done the horizontal hula, so to speak.
Yeah.
And Chrissy Teigen and John Legend admitted that they did this on a plane to Thailand in first class. Under a blanket. They would be arrested if they were normal people. That's disgusting.
Under a blanket. First class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you smiling.
I know what they're doing.
All right. Don't even. I don't need a picture. I don't need a map.
Huh?
I don't need anything.
Okay.
You want to know other crazy places?
Yeah,
just, so next time you're at a cocktail party in 2022, you can say, hey, remember, did you know that Jennifer Lopez did it on a balcony outside once?
Balcony outside.
Right.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian in a public movie theater. Do these people have
in
no shame? I mean, I think
theater.
Almost in a way. COVID might stop these things. Charlie Sheen in the Eiffel Tower elevator.
Okay.
Liev Schreiber on the Staten Island Ferry.
Mm.
By the way, I don't know about you, but the Staten Island Ferry is the best way to see the Statue of Liberty.
Mm.
It's cheap and the beers are $2.
Okay, yeah.
Zac Efron at the prom and Jenny McCarthy at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
The bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
What, they took a donkey down? I mean.
I'm sure they did.
There's a punchline I can't say. Let's move along.
I'm about about to wrap this up. I feel like
you
can't
ride
handle
the
this.
Donkey down.
Yeah, I guess.
You
Bob Bronson.
Oh, boy.
National DJ Day. Please, for the love of God, play a song.
I'm playing one right now. Here's Don Henley. Would you like a fun fact about this song?
Where did Don Henley do it?
Wow, no, stop. No.
Walden Pond.
No. Probably. The fun fact is Tom Petty turned down this song that his own guitarist offered him.
Oh.
Tom's, I can't write a hit out of this. Give it to Henley.
Wow.
Henley took it.
There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.